Recorded Books presents Booed Up with the Hood Legend by S. Yvonne. Narrated by Elise Anthony and Jean Roberson. Chapter 1. Chania. All you do is run your mouth and complain. You're such a bitch-ass nigga, I swear you are. I barked with sweat dripping down my forehead, watching Love throw all my shit out on his front lawn. He just looked like a plum fucking fool. Had my black ass out here picking my shit up, loading it into my car. It wasn't shit I hated more than a motherfucker being in my damn business, and that's exactly what he was doing, putting on a show for his neighbors. Nah, bitch. You wanna fuck and suck all night and then come lay up under me while I'm taking care of your ass. You got me fucked up. Try that shit with another nigga. He spoke while tossing the last bit of my shit. The tears welled up in my eyes, and not from being hurt, but because I wanted to fuck this nigga up. And I knew I couldn't beat his big ass. But I made a promise to myself to damn sure get his ass back for this shit. I sucked my teeth. Whatever. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. You would look for any reason to try to embarrass a bitch with your insecure ass. Sick and tired of always arguing with this nigga, I just simply didn't have the energy no more. Every other day was something with his ass. After 3 long-ass years of dealing with this cheating and bitter-ass baby mama, he had a nerve to always be in his feelings about something. Sometimes I felt the roles should have been switched. He should have been the woman in this relationship because he was always acting like a bitch. Love looked at me like I was dead-ass stupid or something when he pulled out some papers he folded up in his back pocket. Oh. You don't know what I'm talking about? He walked up to me, clenching his jaws, practically shoving the papers in my damn face as they fell to the ground. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Lie again and I'ma break your fucking jaw, Jania. Keep lying, yo. I picked up one of the papers, reading a printout of some of the text messages between me and my daughter's father, Trav. You went through my fucking phone? I questioned with a slight hiss. This is the shit I was talking about. Bitch shit. He acted like he was waiting on me to explain, but fuck that. He had no right to go through my phone. Yeah, Trav and me had our issues, and yes, we did still speak to each other on the regular. But every time he tried to come at me on some reconciliation shit, I curved his ass. So I'm confused about what the fuck Love was even mad for. You can clearly see there's nothing going on. You can't be mad at me because the nigga still love his little baby mama. Don't you love yours? That's why the bitch is giving you hell now. Fuck you, Love. This shit is just an excuse. Yeah, say what the fuck you want, Jania. You not about to play a nigga like me. You can get your shit and go right back to that nigga. And don't bring your ass back. He growled, turning his back on me, walking back inside. This nigga had me fucked all the way up. Had me out here down bad, just looking straight crazy out here in these streets. The scorching sun kissed my body as I used my eyes to scan the yard, looking for something to pick up. The first thing my big hazel eyes landed on was one of the pretty bricks that lined up the walkway, aligned by the lights. Love took pride in the way his front yard looked, so I knew he would be pissed about me even touching one of his bricks. I picked up one and brought it crashing down on the front windshield of his black Dodge Challenger that he had parked. As soon as I did, I hauled ass to my Jeep Wrangler, knowing that he would be coming back out. I peeled off before he could get to me while his neighbors cheered me on. Fuck them, because they didn't do shit when he was throwing my shit out the door. Some of them probably were genuinely rooting for me, and some of them were just probably sick of my ass.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?